Hey everybody, what's going on? Bay Ragney here. We are back live in your wherever you are, living room, work. We're in your face. We're on your phone. We're on your laptop. We're on your iPad, wherever it may be. We're here. I have another special guest with me that we're going to be talking to in a few seconds. But first, just got to say today's show and all of our shows is brought to you by Next Home Brandywine in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Our good friend, Mr. Dan Pizzi, and his team of professional realtors, they provide you, whether you're a seller or a buyer, they're going to provide you with guidance, knowledge, and the information to sell or buy your home. Go to nexthomebrandywine.com for details and to contact an agent. They do service Philly and the surrounding areas, but no matter where you are, they can help you get into a home or sell your home because there's nationwide referrals available. Be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special, and you can call Dan directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. nexthomebrandywine.com, and make sure you tell them Totally Driven Radio sent you. All right, so here she is, our guest of the hour, the one and only Allura, a very Allura. What's going on?
Not a whole lot right now, just getting ready to head out of town for a little bit. Getting all that packed up.
So you're actually traveling in the pandemic.
Well, kind of. I'm going home to see my parents, so I'm driving 10 hours down to Texas tomorrow to go celebrate my 21st birthday with them, have a pool party at their house. So, not really going out. I'm just more
going home.
Going to see family, yeah. Just going home for the first time since quarantine.
Which makes me ask, before we went live, because I've seen, that you're from Texas, but I went and looked at your Facebook thing up. Are you in Nashville now?
Yeah. I moved to Nashville just about right after I turned 18, and I've been here since. So
nice. What's up, neighbor? Because I'm here now too.
Oh, not a big city. We're probably pretty close.
I moved here back in September. So yeah, I'm here now too.
It's a nice spot. I'm tired of the rain this week though. It's the worst.
Yo, it rains nonstop here.
Yep.
I don't understand. I feel like I'm in London. It's always gray skies and rain.
Yep. It's never crazy. Like beautiful morning, no clouds in the sky. There's always one or two. And if there's one or two clouds, it means it's going to rain. Always.
Absolutely. It's crazy.
I've never lived in a place that rained this much.
No. I mean, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was literally, you look on the weather app and it was like 10 days in a row of rain.
Yep. And it wasn't just 10. I think it was like 12 or 13 days that it ended up raining.
It's crazy. It's freaking crazy.
Weather forecasters must have it nice. They can just say it's going to rain every day and they'll probably be right.
It's probably the only place they can get the weather right is in Nashville. It's going to rain. It's either going to rain or it's going to be humid.
Yep.
Too funny.
It'd be nice if it wasn't. But
yeah.
But yeah.
So actually, I saw too, you were, I guess, earlier this year before the whole pandemic hit, you were actually on tour with some friends of mine. I'm originally from Philly, but these guys now playing the band Tantric, Jaron and Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
those guys are awesome. Those guys are awesome.
So how was it being out on tour? I mean, you just said you're going to celebrate your 21st birthday. You're pretty young and new to the whole rock and roll business. Oh, yeah. So how is it for the youngster to be out there on tour with these guys?
It's definitely wild. It's a different animal. I feel like it's definitely funny that I was 20 when I did that tour, because you can't drink. So you're sitting in a bar before the show for like 3 hours and after the show for like an hour or two, and you just have to sit there and drink like a soda and you know, talk with everybody and hang out. And it was really cool. I had such a blast. But it's definitely no party life for me because I can't drink. So it's like, you know, finish the show, hang out with everybody from the bands, and then, you know, head to a hotel and crash for the night, get up and do it again. It's definitely not as like rock star party glorious as people probably think it is.
It's not the glamorous rock star life yet that people think.
Yeah, it might be if I'm 21, but not when you can't drink.
It's too funny. Now, your parents must be super supportive of you. I mean, here you moved here to Nashville when you're 18. Your parents are still in Texas. You're out on the road with bands like Tantric. And I think you were out there with at one point Texas Hippie Coalition and all. So, I mean, like,
fun one.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, so
those guys are amazing too. The road, like, fantastic.
And, yeah.
They're definitely
Big Dad Rich is the man.
They're super supportive. I couldn't ask for more supportive parents. I mean, they've been, you know, helping support me through all this quarantine, and even before that, you know, they have to help still. I'm not quite making enough on music to fully support myself, but they've kind of given me the opportunity to throw myself into my work and really focus on what I want to be doing. And I really, like, can't thank them enough for it, because I wouldn't be able to be in Nashville doing what I'm doing right now if it weren't for my parents. They've been supporting me since I decided to do music when I turned 12, and they've been, you know, supporting me through and through since. So it's, I'm really lucky. I'm really, really lucky.
Did they think at any point, it's just a phase she's going through?
I think they did at first, but I mean, I went from performing on stage at like 12 and 13 to 14-year-old putting a band together and playing in downtown Dallas, like, at least one night a week on, you know, Fridays or Saturdays.
Wow.
So I mean, I went from just doing music because I wanted to do music to trying to push forward to the next level of performing and writing and recording, like, really, really quickly. So I think they probably realized that I was serious about this pretty early on. So that's probably why they're still so supportive now, you know, because I kind of just decided one day this is what I'm doing, and I've just been doing it since.
That's awesome. Like, at that point, at that age, that young age, are you writing original songs at that point too, or are you doing covers?
I think the first song I ever wrote, I was 14 or 15 years old, so a little bit older. But I mean, I still have all those songs and stuff I actually really enjoy, stuff I still really like and want to rewrite to kind of. There's words that are clunky and phrases that don't quite work right, but the feeling is there and the idea is there. So I really want to just take those and rewrite them. And even if it's not, like, produce and put them out there, is, you know, play it on my guitar and post it out there for people to see, you know, like, where I came from, the first song I ever wrote. Like, I thought it would be really fun to do that, but I have to take the time to decipher my 15-year-old writing.
So now that you're here in Nashville, are you, like, involved in any, like, songwriters things? Are you in the studio a lot, or do you have, not like, a right whole now. Musical clique that you're into, or
not really right now? I definitely do try to go to writer circles, you know, now and then when they're able to. I do have writers that I do work with. We usually set things up, and I either go to their house or we meet up somewhere and write. But I mean, right now it's really hard with all of this going on, you know. So I'm actually right now trying to reach out to, you know, a lot of my older friends that I grew up with back in high school, funny enough, because the ideas we came up with are some of the most wild and out there, but I kind of love them. So I feel like right now I want to write with my, like, friends that know me so well that they can finish the story that I'm trying to tell. You know, because you don't have to be a singer or a guitarist to write a song. You don't.
Right.
You need to be, you know, you just need to be able to tell a story and articulate your words well. And so I don't, you know, I feel like it might be kind of fun to do a bunch of writing with my friends instead of writers for once, just to see if something really interesting comes of it.
Sure. Sure. Now, going back to your parents real quick too, your musical style is kind of, like, you know, more, classic rock, we'll say, hard rock. Were your parents big music fans? Is that what kind of inspired you to go down that path? Or
when I was a kid, my mom listened to contemporary Christian in the car on the drive to and from school all the time. And my dad is a diehard, you know, old school country fan. But when I turned 13, we went through a bunch of my dad's old stuff, and he had a bunch of records from the 70s. And, you know, there was Styx and Toto and Aerosmith and all of that good stuff. And I was like, hey, Dad, I want a record player for Christmas. And so somebody got me a record player for Christmas. And I remember the first album I listened to was Toto's first album, because I thought it was cool because it had a sword on it. And I kind of just fell in love with that genre and that style. And just, like, I still love it to this day. Those are songs that are forever on my playlist. And I listen to them almost on repeat.
Like, that's awesome. Just
to me, like, that is, it's just my favorite. Like, that's
sure. Sure.
And you know, my mom and dad do really love music. They just, they're all over the place with what they like. And so whenever, you know, I got those records, it just kind of solidified it. Okay, well, I like rock music. Now I like it even more. So this is what we're doing.
So what do they think of your musical style?
They like it. They do. I like that a lot of the songs that have been released, especially the, you know, the last couple, they're, a lot of those were written when I was, you know, 16, 17 years old. I was still at home. I hadn't moved out yet. I was still in that phase of my life when I wrote those, even ones that I wrote when I was, you know, 18 years old. I was still in the mindset of, oh, I just got out of, you know, school. I'm living on my own. Like, I was in that phase of my life. So when we recorded them, they're kind of tongue in cheek a little bit with their lyrics. Obviously, I mean, I wrote a song called Mama Don't Make Me Go to School. Like, you know, they're very tongue in cheek. And my mom loves them. Every once in a while, I'll be talking with my mom and she'll get it stuck in her head because I'll say something. And then she'll start kind of, you know, humming along or singing it. And it's, I love it. I love that they like my stuff. It makes me really happy that my parents are, you know, that's so awesome. Supportive and proud of what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what and I've, you know, from doing this show for, you know, going on 8 years now and interviewing a lot of people, especially younger artists like yourself, like growing up when I was, you know, really wanting to pursue a musical thing, like 15, 16 years old, my mom thought I was nuts and I had zero support. It was constantly like, you know, stop, just put the guitar down, stop wasting your time. There's a million people in every street corner trying to be a star. You're never going to succeed. And that's what I got. So when I hear stories like this, it's like, wow, that really exists. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. my mom, I did ask her at one point, you know, why she, you know, so dedicated to support me in this. Cause my dad is super supportive, but he also, my dad's very realistic and really wanted me to go to college just in case, you know, something didn't go right with music and I had something to fall back on. Cause pushing everything into music is really risky business, but
sure.
But you know, he 100% supports me through and through. But my mom said that she really wanted to support me in this cause she wanted to be a dancer and, you know, her parents weren't super supportive of that. And, you know, I love my grandparents. I they're great. My mom is a fantastic businesswoman, like terrifyingly fantastic at what she does, but she wanted to be a dancer. And because she couldn't pursue that, she wanted to, you know, help support me in my dream instead of pushing me to do something else. Because when I was younger, if they hadn't said, yes, you can do music, you can go take vocal lessons and all of that, I probably wouldn't be doing music. I was really passionate about it and wanted to do it, but I wouldn't be doing it full time without their support, like at all. I would be working, you know, one or two jobs. I never went to college. I barely finished high school. I almost dropped out. So like, you know, I'd be struggling to get along doing it on my own. So I'm super fortunate and super, super lucky for my parents. And I am more aware of that than ever as I got older, like just how lucky I am to be able to do this.
That's awesome. Now, how about the new single, Elevated, which was actually a song you wrote when you were 16 about a breakup, which makes me think right away. I thought to myself, does the kid know that this song is about him? And does he feel special now?
He might. A lot of the stuff in the song is exaggerated. Our breakup was kind of just like, you live too far away. Okay, bye. Like kind of thing. It wasn't serious, but we had dated for a year and a half, which is a long time when you're 16, you know?
Right, right.
And I was really upset about it, but at the end of the day, that song just boils down to, I broke up with him because I thought he was boring. Like, I just thought he was so boring, and so we broke up, and I'm sure he might know it's about him, but he might not. I don't think he would even care.
Like, so I guess you haven't heard from him then.
I mean, I haven't heard from him since we broke up, and that was so long ago. Like, we're still friends on Facebook and stuff. Like, no hard feelings. I just was a 16-year-old who wanted to write a breakup song, and I was like, I just went through a breakup, and I'm kind of mad about it. So we're going to do that. If I wrote that today, it would be probably a little bit funnier, just because looking back, that was it was so dumb. You know, but I really love that song just because it's, you know, it's pretty fun to just think back on like high school relationships and how ridiculously serious I took them, even though I was like 16.
Now, how about the video for it? How was it filming the video?
The video was interesting because we did actually film that during quarantine.
Okay.
It was, you know, my manager and I had been quarantining ourselves and making sure we weren't going out. And so what we did is I went to his house and we got like a dark room and all the lights set up and just kind of went for it. We were like, I like this. We're doing this. Like, we just kind of went for it. And all of the video footage is from, you know, our tour and some stuff from the studio, which is super awesome because some of that footage, like, I haven't really seen. My mom and dad make an appearance in it in the studio, you know. It was just really fun. It wasn't this, like, long thought out process. It was just, like, I had an idea and then my manager had an idea and then it just went. A lot of the time was, you know, in the editing of putting everything together. But I really, really like it. And I think it's really fun, for the song because I don't want to take myself too seriously. I think I take my music career seriously, you know, this is what I want to do, but that doesn't mean that every video and every song has to be serious because some people right. just want to listen to something fun that has a fun story and a fun message. I don't have to be serious all the time. So the video being kind of weirdly serious in a way and kind of dark is just so fun combined with that song. I just love it. It was so much fun.
Now, how the band itself, Very Allure, is it a band or is it a solo act?
It's kind of hard. So it's technically solo. It's just me. But okay. when we go on tour, I try to hire the same musicians because they're kind of my family. You know, they've been out with me on both tours, but they're all, you know, in their own bands. They have their own projects going on. So it's really difficult, you know, to have somebody in your band that's also in, you know, another band that's doing
sure.
just as much, if not more, touring and recording and writing. So we currently hire a band, but, you know, the lead guitarist, he teaches me guitar now, you know, our bassist is like, I think, dating my cousin, you know, it's like, it's really funny because it's, you know, and our bassist, his girlfriend does my hair, you know, like it's very much like kind of a family that I didn't know could develop so quickly when you're living in and out of hotels and in a van with people, but it's immediate. Once you live with somebody in a van for like 2 months, like,
you know, your band will become a family.
And so, you know, I call them my band because like, I adore those guys. They're, you know, if I could steal them away, I would, but I don't want to because the bands that they're all in are fantastic and I love them also. So, you know, but it's right now it's kind of just a solo thing. I just would prefer to always be able to hire them because they bring so much joy to me and on stage and just so much fun.
Now, how about, you know, during a pandemic, the big thing everybody's been doing has been like live streams and all. Have you guys talked about doing a possible live stream at all for do a couple of songs or something?
We haven't really. When I get back from Texas, if everything is still going on, which I hope it's not, but I'm probably going to be doing some acoustic live streams and doing some cool. acoustic versions of my songs because I'm not the best at guitar, but through learning and being taught, I can now play my own music on acoustic. So I thought it'd be fun to do like a laid back, just acoustic stream, maybe sure. take song requests and do some fun stuff. Just something, you know, to pass the time and have fun with playing. Cause I play and sing every day, you know, so why not, you know, play and sing on a live stream for people.
Absolutely.
It's just been a little bit hectic, since quarantine started with everything, you know.
Now, have you thought about this? And this was kind of weird. Like, I interviewed a band about a month ago, and the singer was originally from Texas, but he relocated to Hollywood, and they were based out of Hollywood now. But at that point, Hollywood still hadn't reopened because of the pandemic, but Texas was open.
Yeah.
So they were going to move to Texas for a month so they can do shows yeah. and then go back to Hollywood. But now it's like everything's closed down. So did you think about going to Texas and doing some shows at all, or?
It would be really nice. I would love to play in Dallas again because, you know, Deep Ellum is my home ground. That's where I played music, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week or 4 or 5 nights a month, which is a lot when you're still going to high school, you know. But I would love to play in Dallas again. We didn't have any plans to. This was kind of trying to figure out what we were going to do, because I have to drive 10 hours alone and I don't really want to, but I'd prefer to drive anyways than fly right now, just because of everything. And having a car in Texas is great, because there's a lot of area to drive, and not having a car means I'm stuck at home all the time. And I'm going to be home for, a week and a half. So I would love to do some shows. I'm hoping next time I can go down there. I can, because last time I was in Texas was on my last tour, and we played Gas Monkey Live.
Oh, cool.
Which was the best place to end a show, because one of the first shows I remember ever playing for an audience, it was me solo doing one song, but it was on the Gas Monkey Live stage when I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow. Singing
Fences by Paramore. So ending the tour on that stage was just, it was just awesome. Like, it was like, oh my God, I cannot believe, I'm back here and there's more people and I have a band and I'm playing my own music. Like, it just hit me all at once that night that, like, oh wow, like, this is happening. So I would love to play Dallas again. Dallas is my favorite city. I think once you grow up in Texas, wherever you're from, like, that's your home.
Absolutely.
And I miss playing Deep Ellum. I still have friends who play Deep Ellum, out in Dallas. So I would love to play it again, like 100%, as soon as I'm able to.
That's cool. Now, how about, so the singles out, Elevated. Is there any other singles getting ready to release? Is this going to be part of an EP or an album?
Yes.
Or?
We've got three more songs on the horizon. We're just kind of figuring out, where we want to release, because we do want to try to record music videos for these songs, but it is kind of difficult and you have to get kind of creative when everything's quarantined, because we don't want to put anyone else at risk, put ourselves at risk or any of that. So we're having to kind of map out how we want to do things, because, I want people to be able to enjoy my music and be able to hear everything that I have, because I've got three more songs and we play them, on tour. So people who have seen us on tour have seen all of them, heard all of them. I want everybody else, who wasn't able to be out to our shows to be able to experience it, but they are coming out. We have a tentative release date on the next one and hopefully we'll get that finalized and I'll be able to post about that and get that out there too. Cause there's more fun stuff to come and I'm really excited for people to hear it.
Nice. That's awesome. Cool. All right. So where should we send everybody to go to find out more about you, the music, and see the video and everything else?
Well, you can find, all of my links and stuff on my website, veryalora.com. It has my videos. We have a merch store up and all of that good fun stuff, as well as all my links to social media. I try to keep up on Facebook and Instagram. So if you ever, comment to me or send me a direct message, I'll reply. Like, I do reply to messages when I can, especially right now since I'm stuck at home for quarantine. I can really get in and talk with people. So if you want to reach out that way, that'd be, awesome. Like, just everything's right there for you. So it's all under Very Alora.
Cool. Well, this was great talking to you. Maybe at some point I'll see you around Nashville.
Definitely.
Hope I get to see you play sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be cool. Cool. Well, this has been great. And yeah, can't wait to hear more new music. And everybody needs to go check out the video. It's on YouTube, Elevated. And go to veryalora.com. Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you.